Between January and September 2025, there have been more than 946,000 job cuts announced, with roughly 300,000 from the government sector.
That's the highest since 2020, and it's a 55% increase from what we saw last year through the same time period.
It would make sense to think AI is to blame for the layoffs.
Now that we've had generative AI come in and kind of change the equation, investors and boards are asking management teams, how are you using AI? Why aren't you using AI? Can't AI help you streamline costs?
But the latest round of layoff announcements in the fall of 2025 suggest AI might not be the root cause of the restructurings.
They also seem to be real signs that something new is happening, that we've turned a corner in the economy.
So we've seen a wide range of reasons. You're not really seeing companies say, I am cutting 10,000 employees and replacing them with one single computer.
Using AI and introducing it to save jobs turns out to be an enormously complicated and time-consuming exercise. I think there's still a perception that it's simple and easy and cheap to do, and it's really not.